down the pipe. And throw Derek Lewis in the mix there as well, even though he's not as young. I would almost like that to be the next kind of era that's thrown in there for heavyweight. And I think it's pretty damn exciting. So I think I'm going to pick DC to win this fight. I just feel like I've seen him win more rounds in what we've seen. And I do think that he more so left a mistake open. Maybe was a little bit tapped out. Couldn't get to his defense on it. I don't see him making that mistake again. I think that he's going to find a path to win this fight. I think he's a smart fighter. And I don't think he's going to make that mistake twice against Stipe. So I'm going to go with Stipe to win this fight. The rest of this card is fun because you got Junior Dos Santos taking on Jorginho Rozenstrike. I'm a big Rozenstrike fan. I like the boys from Suriname. I like him. I love, you know, my guy's Tyrone Spong. This is kind of like his MMA little protege. And I was hoping he would get the win against Francis and psh, catapult right to the top. That dude's got big balls on him, man. He really does. So he gets a fight in here with Junior Dos Santos. Well, it's going to be interesting for Jorginho because, you know, I do think that he had that Hail Mary win against that Overeem, and Overeem is a more versatile striker. He was on his way to winning that fight, and he kind of just came with the bomb from heaven or hell, wherever you want to call it, and broke open his face. With Junior, you know, you're taking on JDS. JDS is a really, really versatile striker. He's working with my guy, Dia Davis, now. You know, to have a guy like that, he already was a sharp boxer, one of the best, you know, people say, who are the best boxers in the UFC? A lot of people say Jorge Masvidal. A lot of people say Junior Dos Santos. Jorginho, he's got crazy bombs. But Junior Dos Santos has finished the best of them. You know, like, he's been in there with the best of them. He's finished the best of them. So, you know, and they've done this with the young lions where, like, he took on a Tai Tuivasa where they were like, oh, this is going to be next coming, and psh, wiped him out. Took out Derek Lewis. You know, so it's tough. You know, he did lose two. He's on a two-fight losing streak, so he's lost to Curtis and he's lost to Francis. So he's lost to the two, I guess you could call them the young lions of the division recently. But he's still really, really good. He's still really, really good. And if you're putting him in a matchup where he doesn't really have to worry about getting taken down, it is going to be a straight-up a stand-up fest. Yeah, I mean, I could see Jorginho having some struggle. And plus, the way he got knocked out, that's always a tough one too. What Rozenstrike are we going to see come to the cage? What is going to be on full display for him here? So it's tough. I mean, I'm more of a Rozenstrike guy. I like the guy. He's a cool dude. Obviously, I'm very biased with JDS because of who's training him now. So I don't really want to pick the fight. I want to be a chicken bleep when it comes to this one. I think if I had to guess, to be honest with you, I feel like I could see JDS coming in and winning a decision here. Like, I feel, or stopping it late. Like, I think Jorginho gives it his best go. And if he doesn't get him in the first round, it feels like then it's JDS's fight to win pretty easily. But we'll see. And then, of course, look, you know, to be honest with you, it's, you look at all these matchups that we got going on, but it's tough not to look at a fight night like this and see Sugar Sean O'Malley on there, and he's now the co-main event on a pay-per-view, and think that guy is the star of the show. You know, like, you're going to see two legends fight in the main event. You're going to see a legend in JDS, a former champion, fight Jorginho Rozenstrike, who is young-ish, up and coming. You're going to see a lot of veteran names there, man. You're going to see John Dodson on the card. You're going to see Jim Miller on the card and all this type of stuff. But Sean O'Malley feels like he could be the next era. Like, he's the dude. And carries himself like he's the dude. And this is to think that he even had a layoff because of, like, a USADA thing. It's pretty nuts. But if you want to talk about, like, what's must watch, I mean, it's tough not to look at this and say, yeah, I got to go watch, see what Sugar Sean O'Malley has to bring to the table, especially with the way he has been up in the game on as far as talking guys out and the way that he just carries himself. He, you know, what he did to Eddie Wineland was criminal. It was so sick. So he calls himself the best striker in the UFC. He's got a situation here in Marlon Vera where, you know, it's he was riding pretty high. He's coming off a loss on this one, but you know, they're doing the thing with him where they're just trying to showcase this guy and get people excited about him. It's not to say that you know, Marlon can't go get a win, but it feels right now like this kid could be the next coming and the next superstar for their organization. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing Sean O'Malley fight. It just feels like he's at the point where like, all right, Sean's fighting. It's an event. And then what do they do with him? That's going to be interesting. You know, I was very much into watching, you know, the way that bantamweight night where they had everybody showcased him versus Cody. I was into that matchup, but I do get not doing it because if he beats Cody, then you got to put him in for a title shot. And then you don't want to almost fast track him too much. It's like, he's at this fine point where he can reach stardom, but you want to put it almost on the right trajectory. You don't want to hit it too quick because he's only, what is Sean? He's only 25. I mean, it's not super young. It's young, but it's not like he's 22. So I would say after this, co-main eventing a pay-per-view, I got to imagine the next thing is you got to main event him on a card against somebody in the bantamweight division. Now, is that, you know, I would say beating Marlon Vera, that doesn't put you in line for the title. If you would have beaten Cody, then you got to start talking title with him because simply you're talking about a former champion. Like, how many more guys are there to go beat? With Sean, you know, he's finding himself now at 14, goes and wins this fight. You know, then you got to start talking about, you know, do you put him in there with somebody in the top 10? How long is that slow burn going to be for them before they put him out there? But he's definitely, I think, one of the showcases of the night. It's cool that they're putting him in that position. So looking forward to next week, everybody. For sure, we'll have a full recap for you guys. If you missed any of the show, download the podcast. We'll be back, of course, same time, same place for the morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. on Monday. And we love you guys and talk to you soon. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.